Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, incredibly healthy, and darn sexy people. Woo! Okay, Texas is warming up, and it's a beautiful day in California, and things seem to be regaining balance. Finally. Yeah. So, it's a good day. It's a good day. It's a good day. Let's just all claim this is a great day. Not this is going to be a great day. This is a great day because we are directing it to be a great day. If you want to talk to the channel today, please press 1 and my producer, Stephen, will come on and talk to you and get you in the queue line. Obviously, if you've already done that, you don't want to do that again. Okay, well, I was rather surprised at what the channel told me to talk about today. I thought it might be all the stuff going on in Texas and the weather, but no, even though what a lot of that I'm going to bring forward to you today includes the weather and affects the weather. So here we go. The channel wants you to know that we have created a return toward balance. Please do not stop now. Remember, you are creating your future reality by the direction of energy that you give it today. So let's join together in the statement, I am creating love, integrity, truthfulness, dignity, and power through divine love for all energy in all dimensions. I command all energy to define itself as these attributes. And so it is, and the second thing we're going to continue to claim is all injustice is brought to justice now. And that word now is really important in anything you're trying to create, guys, because we inadvertently, when we think about creating something, we put it in the future. No, it's created right here, right now, in this moment. That's why in Unity churches and Science of Mind churches, you hear them say, and so it is. That means it's already done. Okay, ask and you have already received. The second thing they gave me, they wanted me to go to core belief number 8. No matter what I do, it's not going to work. The channel wants you to know that if you consciously create everything consistently, there's that word consistently again, that we have to stay in the creation of process. No matter what we do, if we consciously create, it works. Now, you can be the God of you that chooses to believe that. You can be the God of you that chooses to argue that. Which God do you want to be? Do you want to know that everything you direct, you consciously create or not? The third thing, and I want to preface this by saying no matter what side of the aisle you are on, this applies to you. Do not give any energy toward Mr. Trump being re-elected, positively or negatively. It's not going to happen because of natural circumstances. Those are the highest words of the channel, natural circumstances. But remember, whatever you focus on, that's what you create. So the statement that we just claimed is the highest we can claim for any subject and all energy. Just live there. If you don't know or aren't hearing what your highest is to claim, the statement is what you want to claim. Okay. And finally, know that the world we want can be created, is being created, and maintained if we believe. Remember, as you believe, it is delivered to you. So your belief systems around whatever you want is what is going to manifest that in your reality. All right, we're just going to balance all this, invoking the symbol and the formula, which neutralizes all but the truth. Invoking the violet flame and the golden light, we are divine love, and so it is. All right, tomorrow night's the night. It's our channeling webinar from 6 to 8 Pacific time. If you still want to sign up, you want to go to imdwallace.com. imdwallace.com. It's on the homepage, and you can join us for what's promising to be a pretty amazing night. And then I want to end with this daily inspiration quote from Alan Cohen. If you don't change your beliefs, your life will be like this forever. William Somerset Maugham, who of course was one of our great writers. If you don't change your beliefs, your life will be like this forever. You want a new life? You have to think different thoughts. Put your focus on different things. You have to define yourself in new ways. If you say, I never have enough money, that equals I am the God of me who never has enough money, which equals never having money. Same goes with health. Same goes with relationships, etc. Okay, can I go to the calls? Yes, I can. We're going to start with Andrew in Toronto. Hi, you're on.
Hey, Dee. Thank you so much for this email.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Is it okay if I share the affirmation that you sent to me? Because I think it might the affirmation might apply to some of the people from what you just
sure.
talked about. The second point. It was, and also because I wanted to declare it, I am the God of me who creates all his three desires, knowing they are delivered to me.
Well, I think that's a great claim for all of us. That,
so
again,
I just thought I wanted to share.
yeah, that's wonderful. And I'm starting all the claims in all the programs that I'm doing now. Yeah, go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, so when it comes to the claims, there's a couple of things I'm going to talk about. One of them right now, that's always been on the forefront because I've been, healing from the symptoms of a concussion. I've been doing my best to just go with the moment and work on the I am the God of me belief core system of my belief. But,
No, I don't want to hear a but. As soon as you said but, you canceled out the first thing you said.
Okay.
So yeah, well, I want everybody to hear that because that's the way our mind goes. Yeah, I know that's what you want, but this is your excuse that you can't do it. So what's the excuse?
I'm not excusing that I can't do it. I have this, I shouldn't have really said the but. I'm having this, like, impatient, anxious feeling that I would like these concussion symptoms to go away. But
okay,
I know,
but you
like,
see,
I'm getting the feeling that...
Andrew, you're focused on getting rid of the concussion and the aftermath. That keeps your brain focused on that. Can you focus on clear thinking and the joy of clear, fabulous knowing and thinking and clarity? Isn't that what you want?
That is, yeah, I want to be, yeah, clear thinking and fabulous, you know, yes, that is what I want.
Okay, again, guys, you see, I'm trying to teach you, you can't get what you want by trying to get rid of what you don't want. You can't get health while you're trying to fix disease. Now, that does not mean you don't take the physical steps on this plane that the doctor's telling you to take, but you take them while you are focused and claiming on clarity and health and balance and wellness and feeling into the joy of that freedom. That's what's going to create what you want.
Okay, thank you.
You bet, sweetheart. Thank you. That served everybody, Andrew. Really, thank you so much. All right. We are going on to Karen in Toronto. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi, Dee. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
Of all, I just wanted to say I saw you in Cryons in their Wednesday healing. You were amazing. So I was very proud to know you. My heart.
Thank you. Thank you, Karen. Yeah, the channel was in overtime for sure.
It was wild. Yeah, it was beautiful. And like I said, you know, it's like a child listening when you talk about your daughter. That's how I felt that I knew you. So.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you. Can you ask the channel if there's anything they're seeing? There's. I create, as the God of me, situations where my health stops me and then the money stops flowing. And with all the work I do, it's like I'm trying to figure out what I'm missing.
Why do you think you're missing anything? Let's start there.
Because
is there a belief? Is there a belief in place that you always have to miss something? Yeah. Well, I want everybody to stop there because I deal with that a lot in these different programs that I do. I'm not there. There's still something to fix. There's still part of me that isn't whole. There's still part of me that I don't understand why I can't get to what I'm going to, which is a direction to your energy to create the reality of that. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
I was helping someone who has a close family member this week who just got diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And they were saying to me how they were worrying about them. And I said, okay, first thing is you've got to stop worrying. And they said to me, well, I thought that's what you did when you loved someone. And isn't that true? Isn't that what we're taught?
That's
part of love? Okay. And we're taught to worry about our health in order to fix it, and we're taught to worry about our money to try and create more of it. But the truth is, as the channel has said, the more you worry about anything, the more you create the very thing you don't want. Worry is the biggest sin against the creation of energy that we do. Okay, so in one sentence, my beautiful Karen, tell me what you want to know. Tell me what your question is. Karen, are you there? Okay.
I am. I'm trying to think of the question.
Well,
I guess.
You see, the universe can't answer you, and you can't answer you until you know clearly what you want to know. The universe can only answer the question you're asking.
Well, I seem to always go in these patterns of creating ill health, so I'm not working, and then because I'm not working, I can't afford to do the courses and
all right.
things that I...
Karen, when I say you want to work, it goes right to no. Do you want to work? Or do you feel like you have to work to make a living? There's a difference.
I have to.
Okay.
I have to.
So, if... You see, this is a perfect example of how we fight ourselves. If we don't really want to work and we're making ourselves work instead of finding the joy in the work, we will subconsciously create ways that we can't work. And you're
wow.
doing that through the creation of sickness in your body. And it's going to my big yes.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So what you want, you have two choices. You either give yourself permission not to work and be happy and healthy, or you say, okay, I got to find a way to enjoy working, whether it's where I'm working now or whether I take myself someplace else. But I've got to be in harmony and alignment with working so that money wants to come to me, so that my body wants to be healthy, so that I do what I love. Do you understand?
Oh, big time. Here.
Okay. That's your answer, baby. And that's your answer to everybody that's listening. Where are you fighting what you really want? Because that's a house divided. And a house divided falls in some way. Got it?
Beautiful. I got it.
All right.
Thank you.
Boy, did you serve. Everybody's serving a lot of other people here today. That's awesome. Michael in Connecticut. Hi, you're on.
Hey, Dee. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
I have a question for you. I am transitioning to paying close attention to all of my thoughts during my conscious waking hours.
I get a yes on that.
And I'm asking you for a good default affirmation. Now, default is I'm using it in a computer sense where, you know, if you don't consciously make a decision,
I've already
got it.
You go to a default. I've already got
it,
Michael. I am the God of me and I love my life. That's the first thing they gave me.
I'm the God of me,
and I love my life. Gosh, can't everybody just feel into that for a minute?
Yeah,
you know?
I'm putting that in 50-point type and posting it on the wall of my apartment.
And I'm talking to everybody here, when you say that, is there a but that wants to come immediately after I said that? Yeah, but I don't feel that way. Well, you know, guys, I'm not asking you to feel that way now. I'm asking you to create feeling that way so that you start getting what you want. But you have to claim it first. You have to define yourself first. And then the universe can match that and create it with you. You got it?
Yeah. This is fantastic.
Thank you for bringing that one in, Michael. That was great for everybody. All right. We are going to Miss Laura in Georgia. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi. Thank you for all the uplifting messages. I heard you on Tammy Summit, too, and you were fabulous as always. So.
Oh, thank you. Thank you all for, you know, following all my journeys and supporting me. I so greatly appreciate it, guys. What can we do for you today, Laura?
Yeah. So my question is, I'm in the process of deciding between two people to hire for my business. One is working for me now, Renee, and the new potential person is Nathan. And the challenge I'm having is there are reasons to stay with one person, Renee, but also compelling reasons to maybe replace her with Nathan. So I'm wondering what the channel...
You already know, Karen. Yeah, I mean, Laura, you already know. Go to your heart.
Yeah.
Get out of your mind and go to your heart. What does your heart tell you?
Well, I think it might be the new person. And
well, I get a no on that. So let's look at that. You see, the magic words were, I think. I didn't ask you to think.
Oh, but that's just me. I tend to default to that. Let me...
Well, that's not where you get your highest answers, guys.
Yeah, no, true.
You have to go to your... So let's get more specific.
Mm-hmm.
When you say the highest choice, what are the subheadings underneath that? Someone who what?
Yeah, someone who will be the most effective in the role, that really knows what they're doing, that I can trust they know their stuff.
Okay.
And the challenge I have is I know enough to be dangerous about the topic, so I'm not the best evaluator of
results. Well, see, right there, you left being the god of you. You abandoned yourself and you said, I don't know. And if you define yourself as the god of Laura that doesn't know, you won't be able to know. So can you say, I am the god of me that knows, please?
Yes, I am the god of me that knows the best action to take.
Just know. Just say, I'm the god of me that knows.
I'm the god of
everything.
Me that knows.
Now go to your heart. See, I get it doesn't matter now. What matters is you, not them. What matters is that you are in alignment with divine love and power through divine love, your own knowing and your own clarity.
And that means then you make the right choices in general, when you're in alignment, right?
Always.
Yeah.
Always. See, that's the biggest challenge in channeling, guys, is to trust that you are hearing your own voice and the highest voice, the highest information. If you don't trust that, which is exactly what you just exemplified for us, baby. If you don't,
you're welcome.
Well, for sure.
Yeah.
Because we're all dealing with it, Laura. We're all refining it, all of us.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah.
So, right now, what the channel is saying, either choice would meet what you just stated. And there is a built-in trust in the woman that's already working for you. Is that true?
I would maybe say no to that, because there have been some things that she said that I found out were wrong. And I'm like, well, wait a minute.
Okay. All right. That's why they gave me the word trust. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you knew that, though, didn't you? Because if there wasn't a question in your mind, you would not even be looking past her if she's done the job well.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you see, you've had your answer, but you couldn't have your answer. You couldn't hear your answer until you said, I know. And I'm clear. Mm. And go to your heart. Guys, you go to your heart to get the highest answer, the highest information. Then you tell your mind to instruct your brain and the universe to deliver that with you, to create that with you. But the answer is in your heart, and your heart knows.
Mm.
You see, the channel is still saying either one of them can do the job fine.
Okay, well, that's good to know. That's so interesting. That, mm-hmm.
And your trust factor is leaning you toward the gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Does that feel right?
It does, and I may be resisting it because then I have to have, you know, uncomfortable conversations with her,
yeah,
and train him, all that, you know, which.
Yep.
Bleh.
Well,
which
only if
of.
You make it the.
That's true.
You see, you can go, wow, I've got an opportunity here to train somebody that's going to help me expand my business and make it easier for me and take a lot of the load off and. You know, have beautiful connections with all my people.
Yes.
Okay, well, choose
yes,
the beliefs and the thoughts and the feelings that are going to match what you want, baby. Otherwise, you create
so
what
helpful.
You don't.
It's
okay.
So helpful to just hear it again. Thank you again.
You're welcome,
got it.
Sweetheart. You're welcome.
Okay. Have a great day. Bye.
Oh, why not? All right, Miss Shira in Toronto. Hi, you're on.
Oh, hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
This is my first time calling in, so thank
welcome.
You for taking
Do you
my call.
Feel safe?
I think so, yeah. I felt like a beautiful energy coming in while you've been talking, and yeah.
Good.
Yeah, thank you.
Because you're safe here. You will get the truth, but you are definitely safe in this community. What can we answer for you, darling?
I was wondering if you could ask the channel how I can get more into alignment with creating a wonderful experience of home. So something in nature, joyful, harmonious, and that's welcoming for other people, that when they come there, they feel loved, they feel cared for, they feel wisdom coming into them.
Okay, Shira. Why can't mm-hmm. you create that right now?
So...
wherever
the
you go,
story,
there you are. I want to say that again
yeah.
to everybody. Wherever you go, there you are. The work always starts within us. So are you, Shira, the mm-hmm. energy that people feel at home with, that they want to be with, that empowers them, that makes them happy? And then you can live in a hut and the homeless people stop by and you've gotten what you just stated you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you looking to move?
It's a bit complicated. My partner and I have actually 3 properties between us, which is more than we need, and we're having trouble figuring out which one to be in and have slightly different values around it.
Again,
it's not.
Guys, you're going to your head. So, Shira, I want you to drop into your heart. You know where that is.
Okay.
Drop into your heart center and open your heart. Let's everybody open their hearts right now. Direct your heart to open. Direct your chakras to open. Direct your Hara line to be straight, strong, and through the ID point. That keeps you in your knowing. So when you go into your heart, I just want you to feel the first place.
What the first thing that came was that they're all beautiful options.
See, and that's...
like there isn't a wrong choice.
There isn't. The only way you can make it a wrong choice is your fear that you can make the wrong choice.
Yeah.
It's so easy, isn't it? To lose all of the angst about everything. You know, when I was traveling last weekend, my daughter called me and she said, "Mommy, did you feel safe on the plane?" And the first words out of my mouth were, "Gab, I think that the highest question is, did I feel safe within myself?" Because I could make the experience go either way. I could live in fear the whole time I was traveling. I could go, "Oh my God, is the virus going to get me?" Or I could go, "You know, I'm the God of me. I have created me traveling in safety and protection, in divine love and perfect health. And since I'm the God of me and I have directed that, I have nothing to fear." So I moved into acceptance, and I actually had kind of a great time traveling, as crazy as that sounds. On the way back, not so much. It took me 12 hours. But I had a beautiful stewardess with a beautiful light. All she wanted to do was take care of me. You know? And as I was getting off, I stopped and I said, "Thank you so, so much for your kindness and your generosity." And she said, "You know, Miss Wallace, you just have a light." And I was drawn to it. I mean, this is a stewardess. Come on. They don't say shit like that. So, Shira, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Make it a joyous decision to go, "You know what? I could live in any of these places I want. Do I want to pick only one? Do I want to keep two? Do I want to keep all three and rent two out? All my options, because I really can't make a bad decision, a wrong decision. If I am knowing that I know, I can't make a wrong decision." Okay?
And I guess, you know, obviously there's something playing out that's subconscious, because sometimes I wake up, you know, at night and I feel this fear.
Yeah, it has to do
with
your mother. What does it have to do with your mother? Why was your mother always afraid of making the wrong decision? What happened to her when you were little?
She married my father. She's Jewish and he's not. And then my grandparents disowned her.
Oh my God, if I make the wrong decision, I'm disowned. The world turns against me. I'm not happy. Right? So that's your little girl.
That resonates.
The adult Shira is going, "Okay, I know what I want." And the little girl's going, "Oh, no, no, no. Be careful. You'll make the wrong decision and people will turn against you. Be careful, be careful." And then we become a house divided against ourselves. So work
or
with
I'll
your little
trapped.
Girl.
Yeah.
Huh? Tell
I think
her.
There's also, "Or I'll be trapped in something. I'll make the wrong decision and I'll be trapped."
Oh, yes. I get a big yes on that.
Yeah.
So what do you want? You want to always know that you make the right decision that takes you into your freedom. That's what you want. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right,
much,
my
Steve.
Love. Yeah, thanks for joining us
Thank
today.
You.
All right. We are going to... I don't think I've been here. Sorry, I'm in the channel. Paul in Toronto? You haven't been on, have you?
Not today. I was on last week. Hi, sweetie.
Hi, sweetheart. What can I answer for you?
how can I easily and joyfully help my brother find peace and harmony with me as he stays home
you
from
can't.
Work during COVID?
Paul, we went over this last week. I don't want you to look towards your brother. I want you to look towards yourself because you're the one that's not in peace and harmony around the things that have to be in place to take care of him.
I believe I am in a lot of ways, and I've
in a lot of ways you are. Let me go to a core belief to help you out.
Yeah.
This page here, 5, 6. No matter what I do, it's not going to work. And we discussed that at the beginning of the show. You see, no matter what you do, it's not going to change him. It can only change you. And you have to do no matter what I do, I serve my brother in the highest way within the parameters of what he is able to receive.
And what am I able to do for him?
Yeah, no matter if someone is autistic or, sorry, these are the words they're giving me, deaf, dumb, and blind, they still are the creators of themselves. And if you are involved in any way in caretaking for them, that line gets crossed over really easily into I have to save you instead of just support you in the highest way.
He's going to create his experience regardless of whether I'm the other person or not.
That's right. And you're duty is just to love him unconditionally and support him where you can.
Yeah.
Okay.
And stay away from him when he's. Yeah, I get it. Can I ask you quickly about my feet?
Yes, quickly. What about?
I want my feet to be in joyous, healthy alignment, especially my metatarsals.
Okay, Paul, can you email me about that? Because I have to go to the body book for that, and I will get back to you. Be specific around what it is in your feet, and I will get back to you, okay?
Well, thank you, and big hug.
Yeah, you too, sweetheart. You too. Be free, Paul. It's time. The channel is saying it's time for you to be free within yourself. Indeed. Let's all claim that. I am free within me. Oh, I made a rhyme. Nancy in Oklahoma, you're on.
Hi, how are you doing, Dee?
I'm good, baby cakes. What's up?
Well, you know, I'm the queen of procrastination, and I'm wondering what I'm doing to block myself every other move I make. And why, I mean, I know what I need to do. I just,
well, you
weird.
Just, you just said it.
Now, I
am the queen of procrastination. That is a self-definition. And a self-definition is a direction of energy. So as long as you say, I am a procrastinator, it will be very difficult for you to get things done in a timely way. When you say, I am the God of Nancy that chooses to handle everything in a timely way, you will start doing that.
Okay. And I just quick, I have so many interests, I just don't know which way to go. Does that make sense?
Well, sure, it makes sense. But the channel, and I'm saying this to all of you, you all think you have to choose. You only have to choose in the moment. Like in this moment right now, I'm doing my show and doing my healing work with all of you. Later, I'm going to be in the moment of putting down an audition. And then I'm going to be in the moment of writing an e-blast.
Okay.
And then I'm going to be in the moment of reading a book that I have to review. You see, you don't have to choose between all the things you love. You just have to be in the moment of the thing that you're choosing to focus on.
Yay. That helps.
Okay, great. Thank you, darling.
Thank you so much. Wonderful.
You bet. All right, another Nancy in Texas. Oh, my God. Tell me you're okay.
Well, a couple of days, no. There was no electricity, no water, no toilet flushing, no TV, no computer, no refrigerator.
I got it, Nancy.
My bones were frozen.
But you sound like you're okay and made it through.
Yes, Corpus Christi got their heat back, one of the first ones, so I'm very fortunate, yes.
Good.
It was a good experience. It was a good experience being chilled to my bone because it, like, thawed out my heart.
Wow, I just want to sit with those amazing words there, which is one of the reasons Texas – oh, I'm going to get in trouble saying this – one of the reasons that Texas attracted this to that state is literally, this is what they're saying, the state of Texas needed to open their hearts.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, we are divine love. So it is. Just like I wrote in one of my e-blast guys, the earth has chakras and a heart, just like we do. Each state, each city, they're all entities within themselves that have a life force, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what's your specific question, Nancy?
My specific question always goes back to the Creator, not humans.
Oh, you.
I'm like a mini god. I get that. I don't get.
Well,
I grew up, God is a caretaker. Now I feel he's not a good caretaker, role model, God, guidance.
Okay,
force.
Nancy, you see, you're not a mini god. You are made in the image and the likeness of. We have. And anybody out there that works with muscle testing in any way, or you want to ask your guides demanding the highest knowing, all of us are imbued with the power and the creative power of the greatest creative force on earth. But we are taught, like your words just expressed, to diminish ourselves. And when we diminish ourselves, we give our power away to other creation. That's why I'm suggesting to everybody start everything now with, I am the God of me, that. Okay, go ahead, Nancy.
Okay, but I have to not agree with that because at 30, when I invited Christ in, I experienced having a honeymoon with Christ, a honeymoon with God, a spiritual honeymoon.
Yes, yes, you were having a honeymoon getting to know your own God and your own Christ and being one with the Spirit. That's what that experience was.
You're asking me not to rely on Christ and God?
No. I'm asking you to know that you are Christ and God working with Christ and God.
Well, I know that.
Everything is one energy, Nancy. There is no separation. Well, you don't know that from the words you're giving me. And that's going to be your freedom when you finally can accept that all the religious teachings did not understand the highest knowing that they were teaching you.
But I know I'm one with God and Christ. I know it. I just don't know that none of us are good caretakers for ourselves. I don't get God created
Nancy,
the best plan.
No, you can't have it both ways. You can't say I'm one. Well, actually, the channel's correcting me. You can have it any way you want. So right now you're saying I'm the God of me that knows I'm one with God in Christ, and I don't have power over my own creation. As that's how I'm defining the God of me, is not being fully accepting that I am the God of me.
Right.
So you can have it any way you want, guys. You can be the God of you that limits you. You can be the God of you that expands you. You can be the God of you that decides to be happy on the plane or in fear on the plane. You get to choose. Choose the one that empowers you the most. That's what the great energy wants you to know about your great energy.
Well, when I have to choose between being and doing, I'm at 1 foot on one side of the scale and 1 foot on the other, and I
then you know what you don't want. You want to be totally a being God that is creating it all within you first, who then takes action.
A being who then does the doing.
You bet, because to go out and do when you're not in alignment with what you're doing will only create confusion and halfway manifestation. Thank you for bringing that in, Nancy. That's something everybody needed. You bet, baby. We're going, oh my God, another Texan here. Dances?
Hi, Dances. I mean, this is Dances.
Yeah, I know. I'm Dee. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm doing a lot better. You have helped me, and your channel has helped me so much.
Well, goody. You've helped you. You found me. You're listening, and you guys are applying it. So, yippee.
Exactly.
Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Okay. I had somebody implant something in my brain about 9 years ago or so.
Hold on. What are we talking about?
I don't know how to put it. They jinxed me in a way.
Nope.
Okay,
yeah, I
allowed. I
thought that's where you were going. That's a false belief.
Okay.
You, Dances, are the God of you.
Right.
If you don't want something in your brain, you tell it to get the hell out of there, that you are the God of you that's creating power through divine love, and anything that's not in alignment with divine love is not welcome into your energy, your brain, your body, or anywhere else.
Actually, I have been doing that, and the only reason I'm saying anything is because every time I'm clearing, you know, I'm going through. Every time this comes up, I see that face.
Okay. So what the channel is saying is there is a belief. Oh, well, dear God, back to the first of the show. No matter what I do, it's not going to work. Which, by the way, you picked up from your mother.
Right.
At an extremely early age. Well,
yes.
Guys, are you the God of you that knows that whatever you direct, you create? No matter what you do, your life works? Or are you at the God of you that says, well, I'm doing all the directing, but somebody else has power over me?
Right.
Which one do you want? Because you can't have both.
Exactly. I understand exactly what you're saying.
Okay, so the next time your thought goes to this thing in your brain, go, well, Dances, that's just bullshit. That's your old stuff. That's your old beliefs. It's bullshit. There's nothing there. I am the God of me that is creating power through divine love everywhere in my life, and that's it.
Yeah. Okay, I got it.
Okay?
I just needed to hear that, I guess.
Yep, you have to retrain your brain not to go there anymore. That's what we're doing, okay?
Okay.
All right, baby cakes. Thank you.
So much.
You bet, baby. All right, Julie in Minnesota, you're on.
Hi.
Hi.
I first saw you on Marilyn Harper's Double Digits and then with Lee Carroll, and I've just been delighted with your work and your messages.
Thank you, Julie. So, thank you.
So I've got a question. I'm going to see if I can do this without a lot of background.
I don't want background. Just ask your question.
Okay. So is my horse Leo going to be the match for going camping and traveling around the country?
Leo is what?
My horse. Leo's
your
horse?
Mm-hmm.
Is he a match?
That's not the right question. So let's see. First of all, you're not in alignment with traveling around the country. There's one fear that you have. What is it?
Fear.
Let's go
I think
to a
at
corp.
This time it's not working enough. Not working.
Yes.
Because I'm preparing to sell my business to give myself freedom to do this traveling.
Yeah, and what it comes down to, the core belief, are these all the highest words? I'll never be good enough, so I leave. So I'll never be complete enough. I'll never have enough money. I'll never be safe out there. I'll never be clear who I should travel with or what I should travel with. So that's how you leave the power of you, guys, by not knowing and by doubting. So again, Julie, you haven't clearly stated what you want. What you want is to be clear and in your knowing that everything you want in this trip is manifesting for you right now. The joy, the love, the money, you're creating all of it right now.
Okay.
The second piece of information they want to give you is the horse can be a match and it will limit some of the things that you do because it's a horse.
Yeah. Yep. No, and that's kind of the way I'm seeing it, that he's not a complete match, but it's pretty good. It's just that emotional attachment, you know, love the guy.
Well,
so.
I certainly get that. And as much as I love my freedom, I can't take her on a movie set.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, but subconsciously, that's a lot of the stuff that's going on that you have to tell yourself you are clear about. And that you, right now in this moment, are creating all the money that you need that serves you for this trip to make it joyous and to give you your freedom. The highest word for you is freedom, Julie.
Yep.
I am creating my freedom in every way. Okay?
Sure.
Okay. Anything else?
Thank you.
All right. You bet, baby. So,
you know,
guys, let's all stop and claim that for ourselves. I am the God of me that is creating my freedom in every subject of my life now, in money, in health, in relationships, in success. I am the God of me that is free. invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love, and so it is. All right, everybody, let's come together and say it and mean it with a lot of love and passion. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.